Can you talk, like, related to study, maybe it would be like the topic of like memorizing. Like memorizing the chants that we do, you know, Patimokkha, suttas, things like that. Have you done any of that practice in your?
Of course, I memorized the Patimokkha and that, and then all the chanting in terms of, and you know, you actually get an array of Dhamma vocabulary through the chanting, and that's really very helpful. It's like the chant on the Noble Eightfold Path, and it's just the terminology for, you know, okay, well, what is right intention? Because you have these vague ideas. Yes. Nekamma sankapa, abhayabhada sankha, avihingsa sankapa. Those are, and then sort of say, okay, what's the Pali? What's the translation? And then being able to say, oh, there, that's what the Buddha's pointing to. Or the, you know, the samma sati, and then saying that, oh, see, when the Buddha, each time he defines what is mindfulness of the body, what is mindfulness of the and then there's the ātā pīsampajāna satīmā vinaya lokhe pīchāto manasā. Those are incredibly important terms to get one's mind around. So it's laying those foundations for practice, and so that the and then the suttas, the Dhammacakka Sutta, and the Anattalakkhana Sutta, the Adita Pariyaya Sutta, those are like cardinal suttas where you get the Four Noble Truths, Five Khandhas, the Six Ayatanas, and then their relevance to practice, so as a template for. And of course, so those are great things to be memorizing, to know, and have those terms rolling around in one's mind. I say, well, say that Kundanya bin, I don't know how many suttas he's got memorized now. That's a lot, and you know those are, you're reciting the teachings and those terminologies you become familiar with, and so that they resonate in the mind, or even just the ordinary morning chanting, evening chanting, those concepts, we repeat them and they reverberate through the mind, they'll pop up from time to time, and it's worth paying attention to that when they do, because there's usually something percolating there that is useful. So that the just that so the mind becomes more familiar with those concepts, those ideas, that terminology. But also, I mean, the other aspect of it is just applying the mind to memorizing, which there's not much. I mean, the education system for the last, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 years has really de-emphasized memorization. In some ways, it's a good thing, but in others, it's a way of applying the mind, which we tend to be a bit deficient at. One of the reasons why I memorized the Patimokkha was I said I'm really averse to memorizing. I hated memorizing poems and in school, and I hated poems anyway. You know, if, why don't you just say it, you know? You know, so there's that sort of, but then, okay, the only way to memorize the Padimokkha, you know, 45 pages of Pali, every day you have to do it. You can't not just sort of, oh, I'll do it for a week or two and then I'll have a break for a couple of weeks. And every single day you've got to be doing it. And and then it sticks. And then it's just, oh wow, is it? You know, it was a real feeling of accomplishment being able to chant the Padimokkha.
So then Mongpa said, I hated why, was that not a good intention, right?
That's not a good intention.
Because I think lots of good looking at intention can cut down lots of gilesa and delusion. I mean, I don't know for lay support, I mean for us as a lay.
Yeah, well, I at that time in my life I wasn't looking at intention.
Have you come to terms with poetry now?
Not really. Not really. Ha ha ha.